Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to Alive. This is Claire, and thank you once again for joining me. O my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee, and I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not hope, and do not love thee. That's taken from the beautiful prayer that the Angel of Peace, the Angel of Portugal, taught the three young children, the young seers, at Fatima in 1916. Now, just to clarify my program, because in case some of you had accidentally switched onto this program, Alive, it is indeed a Catholic program. The thrust of this program is Marian. I always talk about the apparitions of Our Lady. It's all about divine mercy, because at 3 o'clock every Friday we do a small version of the Divine Mercy Chaplet prayer, and of course it's pro-life. Every week I always mention if somebody is pregnant and worried where they can go to get some support that will help them plan for the future of them and their unborn baby. So yes, most definitely over the last 6 months I have been speaking about the errors of Russia, and that's taken straight out of the apparition of Our Lady at Fatima, witnessed in the miracle of the sun by over 70,000 people. Many of them were atheists, freethinkers, Freemasons, skeptics, etc., etc. And even the editor of O Século, the main paper in Portugal, he was absolutely a skeptic. He went, he saw, he believed, he converted, and the very next day he had an amazing portrayal of this magnificent miracle in his paper on the front page. So definitely everything about this program is Catholic, and it is predominantly Marian. So I'm always linking back to the apparitions of Our Lady in every single program. And so, definitely, everything I say is from a Catholic perspective. Now, for the last 2 months, yes, I have been covering the elections in the US. And why is that important? Because, as I have reiterated, the US goes, so does the world. It's the most powerful nation in the world. And the conservative voices represented by Trump against the progressive voices, socialist voices represented by Biden. So that's where we've actually come to today, 100 years after the Frankfurt School was established by Lenin to try and infiltrate the West and destroy Christianity, Christian West, from inside. And one of the planks that they were going to do was to have critical theory, and they were going to get into the universities and into the schools and teach the young people to criticize everything about their civilization. And so they've been very, very successful. We have young people today who hate patriarchy, which of course means the nuclear family. The father is the head, spiritual head, the mother is the heart of the family. And that model has been thrown out the window. And the other thing which communism does, it divides and rules. So you divide everybody and you're still ruling. And so what they wanted to do was make victims. And this is all on their literature. This is not my opinion. This is fact. And the victims were going to be black, woman, and homosexual. And it's very, very interesting. The three founders of the Black Life Movement, they are three women. Two of them are definitely lesbians, and two of them are definitely militant communists. They have said so, and they are out to destroy the family. So from that perspective alone, we know that society rests its foundation on the family. It's the first cell, as St. John Paul II said, of a society is the family. So stable family, stable society. And what we have today is broken families all around. In fact, many young men who have not been successful in their suicide attempts, there are two reasons. I spoke to a coroner once and he said the breakdown of a sexual relationship for young people, young men, And the other thing was family issues, family problems. And we certainly live in a society today which is very much broken down. So let's get back to Our Lady at Fatima and what she said to the children on the 13th of July 1917. Now, these were three children. They were illiterate, 7, 9 and 10, never been to school, but very worldly, as when you talk about very wise in the realms of the world. And she said, unless Russia is consecrated to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, it will spread the errors of Russia all over the world. Now, the children had no idea what Russia was. They thought Russia was a lady. And so what were the errors of Russia? Well, certainly a few months after Our Lady said this, communism overran Russia. Now, Winston Churchill is meant to have said, if a man is not a communist at 20, he doesn't have a heart. In other words, it sounds good, you know, share everything, take from this, give to that person, do this, do that, and the other. But if a man is still a communist by 40, he doesn't have a head. In other words, by then he would have realised that communism is wealth for a few and slavery for everyone else. Now, my dad used to say that to me often, and so that was a saying that was sort of etched in my brain. And so, as I said, the Frankfurt School set out to destroy Western civilization and the divide and rule. And it's the conservative voice, as I said, against progressive ideas. It's got to the stage that people are so polarized, you can't even say, you know, if you are a Trump supporter or you're a National supporter in New Zealand. In fact, I was listening to Talkback one day and a young girl at Auckland University, she said, when I'm in a crowd of people, I never say I'm a National supporter because I'm absolutely crucified. And it's very sad that we have come to that point. So all around the world, the ruling parties, you've really got two. You've got that very conservative voice and you've got the very progressive voice. And so we don't say communist anymore. We say lots of other words. It's socialist, it's democratic, it's progressive. But it's all at the root of it, it's communism. So what will happen if Russia is not consecrated? And many people I admire, many priests, archbishops, cardinals even, definitely believe that Russia has not been consecrated. And that is nearly, Our Lady came back in 1929 to ask Sister Lucy to spread this around and have it done. Okay, so what will happen if Russia is not consecrated? Well, we have an example in history. Saint Mary, Margaret Mary Alacoque in France, our Lord appeared to her in the late 1600s. And he appeared and he spoke all about his Sacred Heart. And he wanted the French king at the time, who was Louis XIV, to consecrate the whole of France to his Sacred Heart. He wanted a public consecration. He wanted the standard on the army. He wanted a pilgrim site, all of these things. And so St. Margaret Mary tried to put this forward to the king, and it wasn't done, and it wasn't done, and it wasn't done. And then 100 years later, you've got Louis the 16th. And of course, he was overrun, his government, by the French Revolution. And so while he was in jail in the Bastille, he remembered about this consecration. And he tried to do the consecration in jail, but of course it didn't meet what our Lord wanted. It wasn't a public consecration. And 100 years later, June the 17th, 1789, France lost its monarchy. So 100 years, this is what our Lord is saying. Our Lord also told St. Margaret Mary Alacoque that we are living in the last centuries. Now, this is at the end, nearly at the end of the 1700s. So we are living in the last centuries of the world. That's what our Lord said to her. So on the 13th of July 1917, a lady told the children that she would come back at some later stage and she would ask for the consecration of Russia. Now, just before this, we need to go back just a little bit. You had the vision of Pope Leo XIII, and on the 13th of October, which just happened to be the same date as the miracle of the sun at Fatima in 1884, Pope Leo had just celebrated Mass and he fell into a trance. He fell down as if dead, and they rushed off to get the doctor. And when he came to, he explained that he had had a terrible vision and heard two voices, and one a nice voice and one a terrible guttural voice, and it was clearly our Lord and Satan. And Satan said to him, I can destroy your church, but I will need more power over people that you give to me. And our Lord said to him, all right, how long do you need? 75 to 100 years. And our Lord said, you have it. So is this the final trial? So people have been speculating ever since, when is that 100 years? Now, immediately after that vision, Pope Leo XIII rushed off and wrote down the St. Michael prayer against Satan. Now, we say the very short prayer, it's a few sentences after the rosary, but the long prayer, that the first prayer that Pope Leo XIII wrote, is really worth checking out. So go online and try and find the very, very long prayer, because we have short. And you have to go back even a bit further. And if you go back to the early 1600s, you've got Our Lady of Good Success, when she spoke to Mother Mariana de Jesus Torres. And she said that in the mid-1900s and a bit later, there would be a total eclipse of morality, there would be impiety, impurity, and heresy. So what happened from just after the mid-1900s? Well, of course, you've got the sexual revolution, so you've got impurity. Impiety, we have had an apostasy in the Catholic Church. People have just fallen away. Gary, the last co-host of this program, my dear friend who died suddenly, he mentioned he was speaking to a group of friends and virtually every one of their grandchildren was no longer practicing the faith, or nieces and nephews, I should say, going to Catholic schools, but somehow they left the schools and their faith disappeared as well. So, when is this 100 years? Well, Our Lady appeared to Sister Lucy in 1929, and she was alone in the chapel praying one night. And also, Our Lady appeared with the Holy Trinity. In the vision, you have God the Father, and then you have a dove beneath, the Holy Spirit, and then you have Jesus on the cross. And it was time to ask for the consecration of Russia. And so just 2 years later, our Lord appeared to Sister Lucy in 1931, and he was quite cross. And he said, why hasn't the consecration been done yet? And Sister Lucy said, well, you know, I'm just a nun in a convent and it's very difficult for me to do these things. And, you know, she did have a spiritual director, but nothing seemed to be happening. And so our Lord said to her, just remind the pastors, if they don't do this, what happened to the King of France? So he was saying clearly that 100 years and they didn't do the consecration of the Sacred Heart. Now it's a consecration of the Immaculate Heart. And if this consecration isn't done, woe betide you. So 1929, 2029, we have less than 9 years to try and sort this out. And interestingly enough, Pope John Paul I, who only reigned for 33 days before he died, had every intention of consecrating Russia. Now, certainly Pope Pius XII consecrated Russia, but without the bishops, and all the bishops had to be involved. That was one of the stipulations. Pope John Paul II, Saint Pope John Paul, he consecrated the world to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, but didn't mention Russia. He did say that company awaiting consecration, but it was not correct. Certainly it would have had graces around the world, but it has not brought the peace in the world that Our Lady promised if Russia was consecrated to her Immaculate Heart. So we have 9 years to turn the world's hearts back to God and let him reign as King of the universe, King of heaven and King of the earth. Okay, we have just gone past 3 o'clock. It's Divine Mercy time. Now, this is just a little chaplet that we say. It's a small version, and it's asking our Lord for his mercy. So don't think that you have done something which is just unforgivable. There is nothing that can't be forgiven. In fact, the greater you have sinned and the more you confess, the greater our Lord loves it, and God will welcome you. So it's a wonderful prayer too to say for the dying, and God promises, or our Lord promises, to stand between the just judge, God the Father in heaven, and the dying person as a merciful saviour. So just pray along with me as I pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hands of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, if you are pregnant and worried, there is a fantastic organization in Auckland, in fact, throughout New Zealand, and if it's called Family Life International, and you can ring them. But if you want to just text 0274 488 070, and there will always be a friendly voice answering that, and they will ask if you would like them to ring you, or you can ring them, and they will try and work out a plan to help you and your unborn baby. So, for the last 2 months, I have been talking about the US. And as I said, because the country is so polarized. You have half the country who voted for Trump and half the country who voted for Biden. And Biden is inaugurated on the 20th. Certainly half the country will feel that they have been disenfranchised, and particularly when there is definitely voter fraud. So I haven't said much about it. We'll see what happens. What do I personally think? I think that we will see a problem. There will be civil unrest, whichever way it goes. But I think that Trump will be president for the next 4 years. Now, that's just me talking. It's nobody else talking. No one's told me to say that. It's just how I feel. And I am quite happy to be wrong on that one. Okay, so as always, we need to just keep our eyes on Jesus. A dear friend said to me 30 years ago, that, and she was older than me, and she said her father said to her, it doesn't matter what happens, just make sure you keep your eye on Jesus, because you can't go wrong. And some non-Catholics believe that Catholics worship Our Lady. Well, of course we don't worship Our Lady, but we do honour her. Our Lord is the King of Heaven, and Our Lady is the Queen of Heaven. Now, that is perfectly understandable when you think that in Jewish times when our Lord lived, the king, his wife was never the queen, it was always his mother. And so this is just how it should be. Jesus is the King of Heaven and Our Lady is the Queen of Heaven, and he's a good Jewish boy and he honours his mother, and we honour her because without her cooperation we would not have had salvation history. So we certainly owe a huge debt to our Holy Mother Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and that's why Catholics revere her, and she is closest to her son. And so if you have prayers, you can ask her, her intercession, to present them before her son, and which she will do. Someone said it's like presenting an apple on a tray to someone, and Our Lady just does the polishing. So she adds her graces and her power to our prayers. And that's a wonderful consolation, and that's something which I always... Well, it's that time again. I don't know where the program goes to. Far too quick. Gary used to have an hour, and it used to be live. That would be great. Okay. Tune in next week.